This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday assailed Republican-led states, pushing to tighten voting rules, calling it an unfolding assault on liberty. Republicans say they're tightening voting rules so that no election fraud occurs in the future and that Americans can have confidence that votes are fairly counted. But Biden, in perhaps the most emotional speech of his six-month presidency, contended that the 28 laws already adopted in 17 states, quote, make it harder for Americans to vote. Without naming his predecessor, Biden rebuked former President Donald Trump for his continuing claims that he was cheated out of another four-year term in the White House by voting and ballot counting fraud in that last November's election. The big lie is just that, Biden declared, a big lie. His audience gathered at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia applauded. Biden called again for the Senate to pass voting rights legislation already approved by the House of Representatives. It would nationalize congressional and presidential election rules that would override the newly enacted state restrictions that Biden and Democratic lawmakers say would especially inhibit voting by minorities, who most often vote for Democrats. But as it stands, the legislation has little chance of passage in the Senate. The death toll in the June 24th partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida, reached 95 on Tuesday, with 85 bodies identified. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Tuesday that the work of identifying the victims is becoming more difficult with the passage of time. She said 14 people remain unaccounted for. The search for survivors officially ended last Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after the collapse of the building. This is VOA News.